Welcome to the Jimmy and Nath podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
staring into somebody's eyes.
Yeah, that's true. You can.
What'd you say it too?
Staring into somebody's eyes.
I feel like it deserved that.
I felt like
staring into somebody's
eyes. It's almost like
eyes.
You did like a character. We don't do characters on this show, mate. You're coming here doing...
Who plays the old lady on the show? She's so good at it.
This is me, producer Grace, staring into your eyes.
Do you and Diana, your partner, do you go, or fiance rather,
yes.
Do you guys stare
yes,
into each other's
sometimes
eyes?
Sometimes we stare into each other's eyes, no. Nathan. After a long day, no, it's me now.
Oh no, you want to answer this earnestly.
We actually do. Oh, sometimes Diana will be like, I feel like we haven't connected with each other today
yet. Do the voice and interrupt.
Yeah, because Grace did the face. She did the face of like, I've actually got something to honestly say here that people would enjoy.
Yep.
Would they? I don't know.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? Did you hear what that was? That was me grabbing my keys. Because this is the last thing we do after the show. And as soon as Grace went, well, actually, my partner and I don't. Nate's logging out of
mate,
stuff.
Mate, you hear this? That was you, the keys. That's me in the car, mate. I'm done.
Speaking of Grace, if you would like to see what she looks like and the looks that she gives us during the show, that is on the socials, at The Jimmy and Nath Show. The Jimmy and Nath Show has sort of all their radio stuff on it, so that's another little social thing that you can follow there if you want to.
Yeah, and speaking of Grace as well, if you want to see her spitting in her face, head to our other account, at Jimmy and Nath. You can see that.
Bit on.
Bit on you.
Jeez,
yeah.
Bit on me.
Nath, have we uploaded too much of Grace on the socials?
Potentially. Yeah.
You're so
sorry
right.
Sorry about that, Tim.
Because that's the thing. If we put you up too much on the socials, then it loses its pizzazz, doesn't
it? Does.
It's like, oh, this bird again. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I call in for the two blokes. Who's this woman?
You know,
well, you saw
and
that comment.
Voice was funny.
The Jimmy and Nath Show. Podcast.
There was something I wanted to chat about last night on the show, Nathan. I'm glad you brought up that we had some issues, so we didn't get a chance to talk about this
sure.
Because it looks like Facebook had some issues as well. A bizarre little glitch resulted in millions of Facebook accounts posting random comments on celebrity pages. Now, apparently this has been resolved. Facebook users reported the problem on their news feeds Wednesday night when we were having our tech issues. Mm. Producer Grace, you were the first to alert us to this. You saw it on your page.
Yeah, my news feed was only post to Sam Smith's wall, and I have no idea why.
Yeah, that's so strange. And then, Jim, you chimed in because something happened to you, and then I was like, oh, you guys being silly with your bits. But mine was all Eminem. I don't even listen to rap or Eminem or anything, unless it's what's the one I like, Jim? Cleaning out my closet or something?
I thought you meant the chocolate Eminems.
Well, I wish. I tell you what, Facebook, if you're listening, next time you do a glitch, you get more interaction out of me from chocolate than you will rappers.
So Facebook have since responded to a statement advising that the issue has been resolved. A configuration change caused some people to have some trouble with their Facebook feed. We resolved the issue as quickly as possible for everyone who was impacted, and we apologise for any inconvenience.
Yeah, okay. I mean,
that doesn't explain anything.
But what a weird glitch.
It is an odd glitch, but people were taking the mickey out of it because they just started posting their like singles and t-shirt lines and stuff. They're like, well, if people's seeing it, I might as well post it.
So explain to me what actually happened. So it wasn't just music artists or it was just music artists.
Yeah,
Jim.
It was just music artists.
Right.
I'm guessing that in some sort of, I mean, this is just me, Jimmy, hey, Australia, I'm just guessing here.
Mm.
Because it was just music artists, I'm guessing they were changing something on their platform for music.
Okay.
I'm guessing that's what was happening. Because if you think about Instagram, you know, which they also own, that has now music stuff that really, you know, matches TikTok and all that sort of stuff. Whereas Facebook has sort of been somewhere where you can't use music and stuff. Your videos would be taken down.
Mm.
So I'm guessing, it's just me guessing that, you know, they were doing something with artists because it was just artists. It was just showing people. And Grace is right. Artists started posting like, here, buy my t-shirt and here's my new single. And,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It bloody worked because I bought 19 Eminem hoodies. So.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
A nightclub in Sydney is set to introduce high-vis staring police in its venue to stop people staring at other patrons and promoting a safer environment. No more staring, which means you can't gawk at people in there. Which, I mean, Producer Grace, I feel like you might get that a bit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been out plenty and had, you know, it's not nice just feeling someone's eyes on you the whole time. It makes you feel very unsafe and a bit like, what's going on here? So I like this.
Yeah.
This isn't great news for 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old Jimmy. Because at that point in my life, Grace is already shaking her head. How about you let me finish the story,
mate? I'll let you finish before
No, how about you let me finish the story before you start judging? It's like,
she's actually staring at you right now.
Yeah. I'll try. That's why I wish we had the cameras working 24/7. Just to see the Grace, so straight, the one we see. Because it's what she does with her eyes.
Well, she's doing it again. It's the glare. Yeah.
It's the glare. No, so 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old Jimmy, I'll be honest, I wear glasses. I don't know if you've ever seen that. You can head to our page at Jimmy Nath. I wear them all the time. Yep. But at that point in my life, I did think glasses were a bit loserish. I'll be completely honest. So I'd only wear them when I had to. If I was in a uni lecture, if I needed to see something. When I went out, and obviously I'm trying to pick up, I'm not wearing glasses. But you guys know, you've seen my glasses, you've seen me. I am so blind. Now, you've been to the optometrist with me. Optometrists is like bring in other people
in the
business.
You're a project for people. Yes. They get excited when you come in. There's all these optometrists literally around the country, all the places that Jimmy's lived, who are pumped when you come in because they show you, it's like show and tell. Really?
I went to an optometrist once, this isn't a joke, and they went, we just had this 80-year-old bloke in, and you can see less than him. That's how blind you are. So rewind to 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old Jimmy out there trying to pick up with no glasses. I was looking at everyone because I couldn't see anything.
Yeah.
So I'm probably staring at people, like, because I remember so many people thought I was rude because I'd be at a bar just staring at them, and they're like, why isn't Jimmy coming over to say hello? But guys, I can't see 10 centimetres in front of me. I'd be walking around clubs just like this.
But I lived with you for a very long time. Like, live with you. You know it's me. And when you, if you would come out of the shower and you didn't have your glasses on, you would get freaked out by a figure. It's me. I'm your roommate.
So, yes, it was what I was going trying to explain there was a bit.
Well, I'm glad the end of that sentence was different than what I thought it was going to be. So.
Obviously, hold me in high regard. I got, not good for Grayson.
We know that. She thinks the absolute worst of us.
That's
99% of the time. We know that. All right, here's what I want to do.
She tagged us in the article today and she went, is this Jimmy and Nath?
You've been sprung, you two. You won't be going into this club.
Guess you can't go to this nightclub anymore.
Guys, here's what I want to do. In the spirit of staring, Jim, I'm introducing a Jimmy and Nath world first staring competition. Okay, now this, I say world first because it has never been done on radio before.
Did you check that?
No, I haven't. Okay. But that's the thing. And we don't need to. I have never heard it, so therefore it never existed. How it's going to work, 13 10 60, Australia, jump on the phones right now if you want to be a part of this. I'm going to have two callers on the line, Jim, and what they're going to do is they're going to compete in a staring competition against each other. Now, obviously, there's an honesty policy here because we cannot see the people. So they need to be very honest and let us know when they have blinked. And because of that, I'm going to make sure that they have a mirror that they can look into so they can see their own eyes. Be it a rear vision mirror in the car, maybe they're at home. They have to walk into the bathroom and they have to look into a mirror.
So, sorry, I was a bit confused. I thought we were looking for two people who are next near each other.
No.
This is two people
against each other, hence the honesty policy.
Yeah, and then I was a bit confused when you said mirror. I'm like, are we just having a staring contest with ourselves?
Can you not just feel when you're blinking? Like, do you have to look at yourself blinking? Because also your eyes are closed when you blink.
Yeah, that's true, but I feel like they won't, because sometimes you can do those little tiny blinks that you might miss, you know? Mm-hmm. You don't want the mirror in there, do you?
Oh, you can if you
want. Because at the moment, you give me the stare you gave Jimmy at the start of this.
This, I'll try and make this a video. Yeah. I'm hopeful that Grace is in this. So.
Because at the moment, looks like we're having a staring competition at the moment. A staring competition that says, why didn't we talk about this off air? All right, 13 10 60. Australia, jump on the phones right now. So it's going to be two people against each other. The first one to blink loses. And the prize we've got is a $100 Jimmy Brings voucher. If you want one of those, 13 10 60 and participate in Jimmy Nace's world first staring competition. What? Now you're smiling
I'm
at me
smiling
weird.
I'm smiling at you, so you look at me looking
pleasantly. No, but that's even worse. So 13.
I was like, what does Grace want?
13, 10, 60. Jimmy and Ace, first ever staring competition via the radio. You want to play and you want to win a $100 Jimmy Brings voucher. We're doing it next. Jump on the phone.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
World first staring competition, Jim.
I thought that was for announcements. You just didn't get anything made and you needed a sound effect?
Well, yeah, 100%. It is also for lazy radio hosts who haven't had anything made. So. I thought it's like multi-purpose. It's like it's got a hybrid role.
No, I mean, it works. It definitely works.
100%.
I'm just wondering if in future I need to use it, Nath, but now I can just use it whenever.
No, honestly, you just tell me, can I have, we'll just call it the noise. You know,
Can
I have the noise? Because it can apply in so many situations, exactly like this. Jimmy and Ace World First Radio Staring Competition. So how it's going to work is we've got two people on the phone right now. I call it a world first because I don't think anyone in radio has been dumb enough to ever try this because it's absolutely down to honesty.
We are Australian. Absolutely. There's two idiots out there. It's Jimmy and Ace.
But you know what, mate? We're two blokes who'll just give it a read or go, won't we? We'll come up with an idea.
Getting in there.
Two guys. That took the words out of my mouth.
Must have been while I was kissing you.
Two guys who will just have a crack at anything and not really talk much about it. How it's going to work, two people who do not know each other, who are not with each other, will participate in a staring competition, right? Now, it's an honesty policy. Ideally, I'd like them both to have a mirror that they're looking into, right? But also, Jim, you and I, if we feel like they're taking the piss and it's gone on too long, we can say that they have definitely blinked. Absolutely. Okay? Yep. So we also have an ability to call it off and, I guess, disqualify somebody. So let's meet our contestants. Dalton from Tassie. Hello, Dalton. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you?
Oh, we're good, mate. Are you much of a starer? Are you much of a starer, Dalton?
I've got a good set of eyes on me.
Okay.
I've always said that about you, Dave.
Dalton, have you participated in many staring competitions before?
No, I haven't actually. Never.
Okay, never. And you've certainly never done it on the radio before, have you, Dalton?
Definitely not.
All right, let's meet Dalton's competitor from Green Valley. Sarah, welcome to the show. We got you there, Sarah.
Hello, yes you do.
All right, Sarah, how is your staring ability?
Perfect.
Okay. All right, this is good. Have you participated in many staring competitions, Sarah?
Yeah, I do it all the time just to get what I want, to be honest.
Oh, who are you staring at?
Partners.
Okay.
You said partners, like plural?
Dalton's laughing at that. This is good. Okay.
Let's go.
Okay.
I love it.
This is good. Some friendly competition. Okay, Dalton, I'm going to ask you this question as well. Obviously, this is an honesty policy. Can we absolutely trust you that you will let us know when you have blinked?
Guaranteed.
Okay. Do you also have a mirror that you can look into, Dalton?
I do actually. I've got a little portable one right here.
A portable mirror. Okay. All right. Awesome. All right. So, Dalton, I believe you. Sarah from Green Valley, same question to you. Will you be honest with us and let us know when you've blinked?
Yes, I will be.
Okay. And, Sarah, have you also got a mirror you can look into?
Yes, I'm in the passenger seat right now, and I'm going to look in a mirror.
Okay, you're going to look in a mirror. Okay, all right. Guys, what we're going to do is, Jim, have you got a time? Have you got your phone there? You can set a timer if you want.
Certainly can,
mate. See how long it goes for, just so we know they're not taking the piss when we get to 5 minutes. Okay.
Is radio all over again.
Okay. Dalton v. Sarah, the first ever radio staring competition. Dalton, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Sarah, are you ready?
Ready.
Okay, both of you close your eyes. Are they closed?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1, open. Dalton, I feel like you're off to a good start, mate. How's your stare going?
Really good.
Okay, you seem focused. Sarah,
real steady.
Real steady, good. Sarah, how's your stare going so far?
Good. I've got one eyebrow up and I'm looking into the mirror.
Okay, looking into the mirror.
I've found that I'm also staring. Because it's like the movies, you know, when someone goes underwater and you hold your breath as well.
100%. And also, you're a good control as well. So Jimmy is currently staring at me. Dalton, any update? Are you quivering yet? Are your eyes watering?
No, I just blinked.
You just blinked? Oh, you're out. Oh. Sarah, have you blinked?
No.
Oh, she's done it! She's done it! Well done!
Can we get that one eyebrow up, made a win? Yeah. Can we get one? We get a prize for both because I feel like there was real honesty there from Dalton, and I appreciate
you
that.
You know, the whole thing was a test, and the person who was the most honest actually gets the prize. So, Dalton, you get the prize. Well done.
Woo!
Nah, Sarah, you're also getting a prize, I promise.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay because you could hear it all here.
Rihanna has launched a new makeup collaboration inspired by ketchup. It's called the Ketchup or Makeup Set, and it consists of 6 identical little packets of tomato sauce. Mm-hmm. And some of the packets will contain Fenty Beauty's Gloss Bomb, lip gloss, and the others will be filled with actual ketchup.
I hope it's clearly labelled.
No, it's not. That's the beauty of it. The only way to find out the difference.
Why is that the beauty of it?
No, people are going to be fun about it.
But people are going to be walking around with tomato sauce on their face.
Well, that's just not, like you after a big meal.
It really is.
You just a burger and chips, or you got the new Rihanna Fenty?
I've had a few 4 and 20 pies with some Fenty around my face.
So it's in collaboration with an art/prank collective called Mischief, who previously worked with Lil Nas X on those controversial Satan shoes. He made the Nike ones with the little drop of human blood, and Nike ended up suing them.
Yeah.
So it's the same guys doing this, and they've teamed up with Rihanna to release this. Actually, you can actually buy it for like $25 US, and yeah, you get all these packets, and you don't know which one's sauce and which one's gloss.
So it's a bit. That's what it is. It's a bit.
It's about making noise.
It's a bit.
So Rihanna is doing a bit.
Yes.
Rihanna's doing comedy now.
Well, she's certainly not singing anymore, is she? It's true.
Well, she's on maternity leave, so maybe somebody else has taken her.
Maternity leave?
She hasn't been on maternity leave. Yeah.
What?
She just had a baby, didn't she?
Yeah, but I mean, no.
But before that, there was music.
Oh, no, no music.
No.
But how would a musician take maternity leave? Like, does the label pay them? Do they get maternity leave?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
That's a good question.
She's probably making a killing from her ketchup blush or whatever it is.
She's a billionaire. She actually probably doesn't need paid maternity leave.
Yeah, she's got too much money, and now she's just like, yeah, I'll have a crack at this idea. Like, clearly not. I don't know.
The idea being stitch-ups.
Yeah. Now going to put all my money in pranks.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay, because you could hear it all here.
Now, we've officially made it our duty to save the wave. Now, that is, of course, the thank you wave you either give or get from someone whilst you're driving. Jimmy brought this little concern to the show last week. It's something that we've vowed to fix, but it is still right and truly a concern that you have, that we are losing the thank you wave, or the wave in general, whilst we're driving.
Yeah, I was driving around with my partner Ash, and she made the comment, you know, I always wave, so I guess I've never really thought about it, but she goes, no one waves back to you anymore.
Yeah.
And I went, wow, that's so insightful, and that's why I love her. She's amazing.
Absolutely.
It's almost like I'm saying this because she's sitting next to me, but we'll never know.
We'll never know. But she gets the podcast.
We did it on the show, and yeah, I'll be honest, I was blown away that Australia agreed. There were so many people calling up saying they have also seen the death of the wave. It has unfortunately disappeared from our roads around Australia.
Absolutely. Now, here's the thing. We already have wave warriors. We did this last week. These are literally people who put their hand up to put their hand up and wave it for us and be ambassadors to save the wave. There is a plan, we also want to make bumper stickers and shirts that say save the wave. However, this is the thing. Before we can do any of this, before we can move forward, there is something Australia needs to decide on, and that is the opener, the tune, the jingle that will accompany us on our journey, Jim, to save the wave. Because you'll remember there was a bit of controversy last week where I went behind the back of the team, even behind the back of our audio wizard, CC Bones, because I wanted to surprise all of you and create the save the wave opener. Now, this was met with a little bit of controversy, right? Producer Grace, you didn't really get it. Jim, you accused me of just doing it because I liked the song and it wasn't really a popular enough song.
Not get it. I'd never heard the song before.
Yeah.
Now, the song is Khan waving flag.
Yes.
But for some reason, Nash, we spent a lot of time together, you would sing it at we'd be in the middle of the golf course and you'd be like, when I get older, why are you singing Khan waving flag? So I felt like you went behind my back, Producer Grace's back, Audio Bones' back, purely because you wanted to use this song. You knew if you asked any of us, we'd go, No,
absolutely, which is how I get a lot of my things over the line, is I'll just do them anyway. It takes me back to the 2010 Football World Cup, where it was.
Look, I will give yourself a round of applause, Nath, because appreciate the initiative. I appreciate the work that you and DJ Konski, you went to the head guy.
Yeah, went to the top dog. Yeah.
Everyone knows DJ Konski. Mm. And you got it made, so I love that. But then I wanted to remain impartial because I brought this to the show. And then I issued a little challenge for Grace and Bones, who are part of the show, to come up with their own opener. Mm. Now, we were going to do this on the show last night. So I was going to put a poll up on Instagram at Jimmy Nathan. And my idea was, if I leave it up for 24 hours, Australia can vote. And the poll's there, and we can. Now, what happened was last night, if you missed it, we went off air. We didn't start the show till about 9:28-ish.
Mm.
So we didn't actually get to do it. So there is no Instagram poll.
So it's purely based on phones, right?
This is going to be, if you're, this is
old school radio, isn't it?
Old school radio. If you are listening to the show right now, you are going to determine the fate of this show.
Mm.
You're either going to vote for Nace opener, the calm waving flag, or this new opener that Audio Bones and producer Grace got put together.
All right. Now, just to recap, this is the opener that I made for Save the Wave to Khan Waving Flag, guys. Here we go.
When you are driving and you are letting, don't you ignore them. Give them a waving hand and they better wave back. Yeah, bring the wave back. Yeah, bring the wave back. Yeah, bring the wave back. Oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh. It's even got the O-O's in it. How fun.
I mean, it's catchy. I'm not denying
that. It's catchy. It's fun. You're all dancing to it. That was mine, right? So, Australia, you've heard it.
I'm dancing to it because if I don't, you'll be like, what's wrong?
Yeah. There's clearly an issue. Yeah. All right.
I'm like, dance on Ace Upset. Come on, guys. Everyone do it.
Okay, so that is mine.
Nathan worked on a radio show, a breakfast radio show once, and remember the host made you dance outside of the phones.
And maybe that scarred me so much that when people don't dance around me, when I'm dancing, God, I'm upset. Okay, producer Grace, would you like to introduce yours? Okay. So this is the Save the Wave opener you have made.
So I've gone in a slightly different direction with the help of Audio Bones, obviously, and I've gone for more of a somber kind of moment, something that'll evoke emotion and go, gosh, I wish that we didn't lose our way and I wish that we didn't lose the wave. And this is my opener.
Where did we go wrong? We've lost our way somewhere out there where we overtake. And we're gonna try with all our might. Bring it back. Can we save the wave?
Well done. It's good. It is good. The fray. And you know I love
the
fray.
You love the fray.
You guys walked into the shoe the other day and I was just playing fray. So, well, you've got me.
So what I've done here is I've angled to get you.
Yeah.
I want you on board.
Because if you can get your number one competition, you can get anybody. Mm. Right. Okay. I see. It's clever. Mm. It's clever. It's conniving. But it's well done. And now, Australia, it's over to you. It is over to you to decide. I'm going to stop the music because I'm giving you more of an advantage by keep playing it.
Yeah. Don't do that, mate.
13.
So I'm going to remain impartial here. Mm. So, Nathan, you and DJ Consi, you've come up with Khan's waving flag.
Yes.
Well, producer Grace and Audio Bones have come up with how to save the flag by the fray.
How to save the wave.
Yes, it's confusing, isn't it?
No, you've confused it.
Oh, God, I've absolutely got this in the bag. Okay, Australia, jump on the phones right now. 131060, this is where you decide. It's like Australian Idol here. Which opener, which jingle, which tune are we going to go for? Is it Grace's with the fray? Is it mine with Khan waving flag? This is to help save the wave, Australia, and we need you. 131060, jump on the phones right now if you get involved.
The Jimmy and Nace Show. Podcast.
You got the Jimmy and A Show, the show that has dedicated themselves to saving the wave. This is, of course, the wave that you give and receive whilst you're driving, Jim. We're worried. You brought this concern to the show. We've all jumped on board. Australia has jumped on board. We want to save the wave. We want to save the wave in the cars. But before we can continue with saving the wave and ensuring that Australia brings it back, we need to decide what the sound of it's going to be, what the tone of, what's the song, the jingle. So I've come up with one. I went behind the team's back, which is why, Jim, you decided to make it fair and allow producer Grace to also create one.
Yeah, I feel like we should have some options. As the one, hey guys, it's Jimmy, who brought this to the nation's attention and to the team's attention. While I applaud you, Nathan, I actually don't mind it. That's the honest opinion. Mm. I just thought it's only fair that we have an option.
Absolutely.
And look, I will try and remain impartial here. I hope to hear passion from yourself, Nath, and passion from producer Grace. But really, it's down to Australia because Australia... You decide.
Absolutely. Okay, now we're going to play both openers again. Now, mine is to the 2010 Football World Cup song, Khan Waving Flag to Save the Wave. Have a listen to this, Australia. The energy.
When you are driving and you are letting, don't you ignore them. Give them a waving hand and they better wave back. Yeah, bring the wave back. Yeah, bring the wave back. Yeah, bring the wave back. Oh,
everybody! Whoa! See, it's got sing-along ability, it has beautiful energy, it is positive, it is vibrant, and it will encourage people to wave.
Yeah, so I've gone with something slightly less obscure, and I've gone with the 2005 pop rock anthem, made famous by a very emotional episode of Grey's Anatomy, the fray, How to Save a Life.
Where did we go wrong with Lastaway? Somewhere out there where we overtake. And we're gonna try with all our might. Bring it back, can we save the wave?
It's a little somber. It's a little sad, Producer
Grace. But I thought that would represent, because it's sad that we have lost the wave. We need to bring it back. We just need to acknowledge that it is sad, first of all.
See, it just sounds like, I mean, I know, Jim, I know it's not about us throwing shade. We do have to get to the phones, but it just sounds like an obituary for the wave. And we've just given up.
I'm trying to remain impartial here, but it is a little sad. But then I do know Grace, and she's a little sad.
I am. So, it's true. Sometimes you just have to acknowledge that.
Much like Cinderella in the glass slipper, if the shoe fits.
Okay, we need to now go to the phones. Australia, you decide. Jim, you are keeping score as we go to our first caller from Camden. Jen. Hello, Jen. Welcome to the show.
Hey, boys. How are you going?
Good. Now, Jen, you are the perfect person to start with because you are a wave warrior. Okay, you're one of the people who have put their hands up to put their hand up to save the wave. Jen, are you still happy to be a wave warrior?
Absolutely. I'm out there waving and honking at people and they're looking at me quite strangely, but, you know, they wave back and that's the funny part.
Exactly. Okay, now, Jen.
Just keep going. Just keep going, Jen.
100%. This means a lot to us. You are a wave warrior. You're a perfect person to help decide this. Which opener should we go with? The Fray with Grace or me and Khan waving flag?
Look, I really love the Khan waving flag one, but I have to say I'm partial to the Fray, so it's got to be the Fray.
It's a classic, isn't it, Jen?
It is.
Okay, look, I can't argue.
And it also gets the younger ones on board, you know, because it doesn't sound a little bit so, you know, old.
Oh, Khan is young! 2010!
I think this song, the phrase, actually
it's
older.
It's an older song!
I know, but it's just the way it sounds.
It is. No, Jen, you're right, Jen.
I don't know. Okay, it's one for Grace.
Oh, Nate's just cut Jen off.
Sorry, Jen.
Don't cross him,
sorry,
Australia.
We've got to go
don't
through
it. Don't cross him.
Sorry, Jen, I cut you off. You are a wave warrior. What did you want to say?
I just want to say, keep waving, everyone. Keep honking, keep waving.
Excellent.
People look at you. They think that they know you, so they just wave back.
That's a true wave warrior.
Well said, Jen. Nath, you're actually negative 1 point for cutting Jen off with that message there. So.
But I went back to her. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so back to even.
Stop trying to claim points, mate. You know I'm the point scorer, mate.
let's just call it even, I reckon. Ness from Sunbury in Victoria. Ness, welcome to the show. We got you there.
G'day, how are you, fellas?
Yeah, we're good, Ness. Okay, now over to you. Your vote is very important to us. Which one? Is it the Fray? Is it Khan waving flag to save the wave?
Condolences, fellas. I'm going with Grace here. I'm so sorry.
No!
On your gem, I'm a wave warrior too.
Oh, she's a wave warrior. Good on you, Ness. Welcome to the wave warrior.
Bring up the country vibe.
Good on you. We love that.
Into the city. But the city folks don't like.
Ness, are you saying that we potentially need a third option, a country song?
Well, that would be absolutely bonza, but we're still sticking with Grace.
Yep. Okay. Thanks, Ness.
Good. Okay. No, good to know. I'm just throwing it out there.
I'll be honest, Ness, you got me with that pause then. I thought she was going to start singing a country song. Okay, Tracy from Liverpool. Trace, which song are we going with? The Fray, or are we going with Khan waving flag?
Look, Nate, yours is good. It's really, really catchy, but we have to go with Grace. Unfortunately, I don't like your ending, Grace. It is too sad. But why can't we use both, guys?
Both is not a bad idea because, okay, I don't mind this idea. Jim, I'm going to go to you as the adjudicator. This is a great idea from Trace. What about it starts with Grace's whilst we're building the wave because it's still sad, and then once we think we've achieved it, we transition into Khan, Wave and Flag, which is more happy, Jim?
I'm thinking. I've given you both a point there. How many more phones do we have to go through?
We've got two left.
Yeah, look, I've got an idea. There's an idea bubbling in the back of my head.
Okay.
I don't really want to. Well, I'll wait and see how the votes sort of turn out before I let you know.
It's a great point from Trace, though. Dalton from Tassie back on the show for the second time. Dalton, which one are you going with? Are you going with Grace or are you going with Nath?
I'll go with Fray.
Go with the Fray.
Grace, yep.
Another one for the Fray. All right, we got.
Can we start calling Grace the Fray?
Yeah, we can call her Producer Frace.
Fray.
Okay, Alana from Spring Farm, our final one. I mean, it's not looking good for me. I think I've lost it. Unless Jim, for some reason, gives Alana five votes. Alana from Spring Farm, who are you going with?
Hi, guys. Well, Nate's one was really good, but it was a hard decision, but I think I'm definitely going to say Grace with the Fray.
The Fray.
It's just very catchy, and I'm a wave warrior too. I love a good wave.
Oh, good on you, Alana. This is exciting because we're learning more wave warriors as well. Okay, Alana, and another vote for Grace.
Yeah. Look, is that a clean sweep for me?
It sounds like a... Yeah. I think Jim gave me a sympathy point before.
I'm really regretting, Nath, giving you that negative 1 point earlier. Because you've actually got negative one. I'm thinking here. Okay, there's one thing I've got to just check first, Nath, before I give my official verdict. Producer Grace, for those that maybe don't know, you are the keeper of the phones. You put all the people through on the show.
That's a good point.
So I just need you to put your hand on your heart for me.
Hand on my heart. And you know that I don't cheat because I really like to win authentically. Every single person said my version.
It is actually true. She doesn't. Okay. She hates cheating.
She does hate cheating. Yeah. Okay. That's fair. Okay. What I am thinking, though, we're going to have to go with the fray here because, I mean, it's Australia's decided. And I said Australia decides. But before Grace celebrates too early,
okay.
I think there were some notes there from people
that
potentially that it is a little sad.
Okay.
Right?
Mm. Yep.
But I'm thinking, Nath, that's because Grace, as I mentioned earlier, is a little sad.
Yeah. Mm.
It's just part of who Grace is.
100%.
You know what I mean? Mm. So what I'm thinking is that we go with the fray, but, Nath, you and I re-record it and we sing it and we give it a bit more oomph, a bit more energy.
Happier.
Just like us singing it.
I don't mind that. Okay. Well, I mean, look, how about, I don't know the words, so we don't know.
Let's not do it now.
I'm not going to do it now, but I will play it because that is what we're going with, but I'm happy with that. We will re-record it.
No. Let's not play the Grace version because we're going
to
re-record it.
I really wanted to hear it again.
No, we're not going to do that because we're going to re-record it. So, Australia, you're going to have to keep listening. And we're not on Friday nights. And it's not going to be on Saturday and Sunday. You're going to have to listen next week. You have to remain patient. While Nathan and I jump into the studio and record this hundreds upon hundreds of times to get the perfect version, what you're going to hear right now is it's Nath's version one last time.
Yes!
When you are driving, and you are landing, don't you forget us. Keep them waving, and they better wave back. Yeah, bring the wave back. Yeah, bring the wave back. Yeah, bring the wave back.
Whoa. Come on, Australia. Whoa.
So you missed Jimmy and Nath last night? That's okay, because you can hear it all here.
A big question that everyone is googling this year here in Australia, apparently, is. Is it bad to pee in the shower?
Did you forget what it was for a second then?
Well, no, because I was going to say, the most Googled thing is. You know what I mean? Is. Well, it is. Is it? Cause
yeah,
you know
it is. Yeah, it's difficult.
I was trying to get the comma and space in there. The most Googled thing is. Is it bad to pee in the shower?
It was just an unfortunate set of words next to each other.
I was looking down. I was like, I can't say is again. So I was about to go, the most Googled question is. It bad to pee and shower?
It's just unfortunate for the build up, wasn't it?
Yeah sorry.
We got
So look, before I get to, I do have an answer here.
Okay.
Before I get to that, just let's go through the team. How are our thoughts on peeing in the shower?
Absolutely, totally fine.
Yeah, I think we're all on board with this. It saves water, doesn't it?
I do it every day, twice a day. Sometimes three times a day.
Just quickly, we're all adults here.
Mm.
We have been in the shower with our partners.
Mm.
Peeing while your partner is in the shower.
Yeah,
again, fine.
Yep, absolutely, 100%. Yep. I mean, I'll announce it first of all. So I'll just be like,
"It's coming."
Oh no, literally, I'll be like, "Weeing." like I'm in a warehouse or something, and the forklift's coming around the corner. It's like forklift incoming. I'll just be like, "Weeing."
Oh, in a restaurant where they're like, "Backs." Coming through. I said, "Weeing."
That's me.
Yeah, that makes sense now because I used to live with you, and you and Meg are obviously in the shower together, and I'd just be in the couch, and I'd just hear in the distance,
"Weeing, weeing, incoming stream." The weirdest is when I do it in like a communal shower.
Weeing on your partner or weeing next to your partner?
Well, depends what they're into.
That is a different question, bro. That is a completely different. We're talking.
Need to go. The shower's on. I'm just going to go. If they are, that's a whole different thing. Depends what they're into, obviously.
Okay. Well, I do have the answer here for weeing in the shower.
Okay.
Now, because the reason I did ask about weeing on your partner, around your partner, a lot of the questions on Google went on for people to be like, is it bad to pee on someone? I actually don't know if this is related to the shower content.
I don't think
this
it is.
Separate.
I don't know. It sounds like there's just like a sub thread there.
Separate question. Can I wee on something? Not really. Urine contains low levels of bacteria, and it's good for the environment. So it's not going to do you any harm if you wee on yourself or if someone else wees on you.
Well, it's coming out of your body. You know what I mean? If it's coming out of your body, I feel like it's fine.
Oh, there's some other things that come out that I don't want on me. according to the data from UK's University of East Anglia, if all of Britain, right, if all of Britain peed during their morning shower instead of using the loo and flushing, it would save 720 million litres of water a year.
See
it's
what
nearly
I mean?
A billion litres.
So every drop counts, and it's so important to save water.
So
pee in the shower.
100%. Yep. Just wee in the shower, guys. Except, like, the only problem is when you need to wee and you're not having a shower. You know what I mean?
But then you should go to the bathroom.
Because then if you have a shower every time you need to wee, you know what I mean, then you're actually using more water than you need to.
No, no, just wee in the shower, and then when you turn it on later, it'll wash it away.
Oh, don't leave it sitting there. Well, you reckon leave it sit there?
Just give it a quick blast with the shower head. You should be fine.
Get one of those detachable shower heads.
Yeah. Just mix it around a little bit. Beautiful.
It's just like hosing down a path.
Oh, no, I left the plug in. It's just sitting there, guys.
Weeing!
All right, 131060. Trey, jump on the phones right now. Is it okay to pee in the shower? Let's take it to the good people of the country right now. Jump on the phones. 131060, peeing in the shower, yes or no? We got more menu log vouchers to give away. You want a $50 menu log voucher? Peeing in the shower, yes or no? 131060, it's Jimmy and Nath.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Nathan just asked 131060, is it okay to pee in the shower? This is after I found a list of some of the most Googled questions so far of 2022. And a big question everyone is Googling here in Australia is it bad to pee in the shower? Now, we went around the team and we all said that we do it and we're okay with it. And I did some Googling myself and it turns out it's okay. There's low levels of bacteria in pee and also it's better for the environment because you're not flushing your toilet as much, saving your water usage.
We're just saving water, guys. It's just wee in the shower, guys. It's fine. Alicia from Ballarat. Hi, Leish. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're going all right, mate. Peeing in the shower. Thoughts?
Yeah, 100% on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's fine.
I love these. 100% on it. I am on it, guys.
I'm doing it right now.
Not right now.
Do you wee with your partner in the shower?
When I heard you guys over the radio on my way home, made me think of a conversation I've had with my partner before. He brought it up that apparently when you pee in the shower, if you have athlete's foot, it helps heal it.
Oh, healing properties. This is good. Well, I've heard many times.
Are you weighing?
I'm not sure if it's because of like the low amount of bacteria or just because it's been through your blood system.
They say all the time. Weeing warts.
Are you aiming for his foot?
Sorry.
Are you aiming for his foot then in the shower?
No.
Okay, sorry.
But if he asked, Leish.
If he asked, maybe I think about it. But like,
that's love.
All right, put it under me, doll. We'll do it here. We'll solve the athlete's foot. Angela from
Melbourne. It's good for jellyfish. Jellyfish stings, you know.
So many warts, they say, and also calluses. It's got healing properties, guys. Wee is so great. Angela from Melbourne, weeing in the shower, yes or no?
No, it's disgusting. Like, that's what toilets were invented for.
Uh-huh. No, it's good to hear from the other side. You mean any good argument you need for and against?
Sorry, what was that, Ange?
It was more cleaning to do. Like, less time for that.
Yeah, no, there's more cleaning to do. So, Ange, have you ever weed in the shower?
Nope.
Not once ever.
Don't plan on doing it anytime soon.
Ange, have you ever gotten in the shower? Because sometimes I've gotten in the shower and I didn't realise I needed to wee. And, I mean, I've confessed that I just do it in the shower. But what do you do in that moment? Do you just hold on till you get out?
No, then I get out, go to the toilet and then get back in.
Really? Oh, Ange, you would save so much time. Okay, so, Ange, you've never done it before. Do you have like an inkling to at least try it once?
No.
So if I ask,
I don't want wee going down my leg.
Right. Okay. Yeah, no, but you're in the shower. Okay, Ange. What if I asked you to just have a crack at it tonight, have one go, and report back next week? Would you do that?
Maybe.
Okay. Well, I'd love you to do that, Ange. If you could do that for me,
what can we give Ange as some sort of incentive? Producer Grace.
Can we?
What do you got out
there?
Sure,
we got something for Ange. Can we give something to Ange? What do you reckon? We can give her
one of our prizes. Yes. You've got them in front of you now.
Good stuff from our executive producer.
Don't come at Nate.
You're the producer, mate. Ange, I am so sorry. This is the producer.
Well, Ange,
speaking.
What do you want, Ange? What would be a fair trade?
Movie tickets, Ange?
I could give voucher for like Uber Eats or something.
All right, how about menu log? How about a menu log voucher?
Yeah, menu log. Yep, perfect.
All right,
yep,
okay. Perfect. If you report back to us next week, you just call us at some point next week and go, hey, it's Anne from Melbourne, yep, the non-shower weir, and you've given it a go, I want your honest feedback next week, all right?
Okay, I'll do that.
You do that, we'll give you a menu log voucher. Good on you, Ange.
Yep, cool.
Look at us incentivizing people to wee in the shower. We're doing our bit, aren't we, Jim?
You're sick.
James from Tassie, wean in the shower, yes or no?
For the first time on national radio, oi oi, boys.
Oh, oi oi, James.
Oi oi, James.
Using the official greeting of the show that no one uses.
Absolutely.
Good on you, James. If you know, you know. It's one of those
if
things.
If you know, you know. It's just
that's
a tip
exactly
of the cap.
Right.
Yeah. James, wean in the shower, yes or no?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's my boy.
I mean, you're already in there. I mean, in my case, I think it's just a little bit of a case of laziness because my toilet is right next to the bath. And it's always when you're sort of getting the temperature right that it's like, oh, crap, I need to pee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just wait until I get in the shower.
No, but James, I don't think that's laziness. I think I call it efficiency.
Yeah.
Or efficiency. That's what
I only typically do it at home because a lot of everyone else's, well, actually, sorry, let me rephrase that. I'll only use the toilet if I'm at other people's places because I'm just like, yeah, I don't think they're going to like it too much if I pee in the shower, but I may be guilty of it anyway, so I'm sorry for any of my friends that are listening.
All these people just realised James has been weeing in the shower.
I've weed in everyone's shower. Sometimes I don't even go into shower. I just open
Sometimes they don't even invite me in and I just weed.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Producer Grace, the Greens are calling for a nationwide 2-year rent freeze to allow incomes to catch up with surging costs.
Good on you, Greens.
So I thought what we could do is we'd go around the room, we could say how we voted.
Let's start with, what, below the line or above the line? What do you want to do?
Did you number all the boxes or did you just
do a 24. Couple? Did you number them?
The party also wants to cap rent increases at 2% every 24 months once the 2-year suspension lapses. Greens housing spokesperson Max Chandler Mather. What a name. Mm. Max Chandler Mather.
Three names. I love three names.
Yeah, it's a triple barrel, isn't it? Mm. Hyphenated, Jim? Hyphenated?
It is. Chandler Mather is hyphenated.
Wow.
I like that.
I believe he took their partner's name. It's one of those
situations.
Oh, really?
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Did you do a deep dive into their relationship? Or did you make that up?
No, I made it up.
Really believed you then. I was like, gosh,
Grace
Jim has done some extra research.
As if he went into a full deep dive into the relationship status. I mean, so very impressive.
I was training at the F45 today and someone came up and they went, I love the show. And I went, oh, thanks. And they said, Jimmy, can I give you some feedback though? And I went,
that's always good.
Yeah. Go ahead. Why not?
We're here now, aren't we?
Yeah. I feel like you're going to. It doesn't matter what I'm about to say. No, and they go, I love the show. And they go, but Jimmy, when Nathan Gray says something serious, you sort of know it's serious. And when they say something that's a bit outlandish or a bit fake, you know. They're like, when you talk, I don't really know what's real and what's...
Yeah, and that's an issue we have in real life too. So.
Hey, mate, he's been my best mate for 10 years and I've got no bloody idea.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Are you feeling lucky, punks? Go ahead. Get your fingers ready, boys. It's time for the Google Off.
And here is how the Google Off works. I will give you a question on something that happened this week. You need to Google as quickly as you can to find the answer. Names are your buzzers. As soon as you buzz in, you need to take your fingers off your keyboards. You may scroll, but you cannot click, and it is best of three. How are we feeling today?
I know that I think I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, but I've never had a Google, like a Gmail account until recently. I had to set one up. So now when I'm on my laptop, but when I go to Google, it shows me all my recent Google histories. And every week I just have a little chuckle to myself.
Oh, didn't it do that? Didn't it do that before?
Well, no, because I've never had an account logged in, so it would never show me my history.
Yeah, right.
Would you like to know some of the stuff I've Googled?
Yeah,
is it safe for radio?
I'll read the ones that are.
Yeah, cool.
Ones that aren't. That's what I'm interested in.
How to download YouTube videos.
Yep.
Nice.
Remove background website.
Yep.
Supercoach stats.
Nice.
Who is Wesley Fonnaner?
Do you want to?
And who is he?
I honestly don't remember.
How about this? This is even more. This is interesting too. So this I'm using someone else's account at the moment because this person is logged in. So would you like to know whoever this random person's in, their past Google searches
what
for the
is
week?
It? Yeah.
Okay. Can I just finish? My next one was Gina Reinhart.
Ah! The mining magnate.
Oh. What's about Google?
You love to know Australia's richest people, though.
How far off am I?
What do I need to do? You know what? I don't really care. Let's play the game.
That's right. We'll play the game.
I'll tell you one. Oh. Battleship.
Oh.
Mm. And then A to Z of board games. And then band.
You should have trusted your gut and not told
and not gone with it. Yeah, I should have. I said it. And then
you
went back.
You went, don't worry about it. Let's play. No, hang on. Yeah. Battleships.
Mm. I don't know why.
Question number one of the Google-off. Jimmy brought a list of the most disappointing tourist attractions worldwide, and Nath revealed he's not a fan of the Mona Lisa. In what year was the painting famously stolen?
Nath.
Jimmy.
Nath.
No, I'm on a delay.
That's your fault.
Nath, that was very quick. Are you just taking a stab here?
I may have hit enter a little early.
Yeah, I'm thinking you might have.
Mona Lisa. I thought you were going to say what year was it painted.
I know. I knew you'd think that.
Because I've written Mona Lisa, what year painted, and then I just quickly wrote stolen at the end too.
Oh, that might get you.
I don't think it is because I've only got... I can scroll, can't I?
You can, but you cannot click. Those are the rules of the Google off.
When was it stolen?
Grace, we're going to need some
We're going to need
timer.
A timer.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just... Tell me when you need an answer.
3, 2, would you like to take a stab at it?
No, 1942.
No, incorrect. Jimmy.
Now, this is confusing because I have successfully Googled in what year was the Mona Lisa stolen. It's come up with the 25th of August, 1931, but that is a film release. There was a film released in 1931, which is about a true story of people who stole Mona Lisa in 1911.
You got us with the answer in a long wind. That's correct. 1911.
No, sorry. What are you locking in?
I think I'm going to lock in 1911.
Well done, mate.
Amazing. Well done. One to Jimmy.
Well done. Well
Nate,
done, guys.
You need to get the next one to get on the board. Otherwise, it is a queen sweep. Clean sweep.
A
clean sweep.
The queen would have a few sweeps. Buckingham Palace is quite big.
No, but the queen wouldn't sweep,
she wouldn't do her own sweeping.
No, she would have a sweep. Like somebody who, like, oh, there's the queen's sweep, just doing the corridors. Royal title, please welcome the sweep.
Question number two.
So what are some of those other Google things on your computer?
Oh, I'd love to tell. Well, now it's how did Mona Lisa die?
What?
Was Mona Lisa a real person?
Well, that's a whole part of the mystery of the painting.
Right, okay.
Watch the Da Vinci Code recently. You have to get into it.
It's a good movie.
It is. Question number two. Finnish Prime Minister Sanna Marin has had to apologise after videos of her partying have surfaced, and we obviously love her. Who was the first ever Prime Minister of Finland?
Nate.
Whoa. Very
quick. You haven't even typed anything in.
First PM of Finazl. Is what I've written.
Good luck.
Okay. Number one, he ruled between 1861.
Are you putting off saying the name?
1944 is, I'm going to have a crack at this, Pierre Ivind Slivazvud.
I did look into this. I believe it's Per Ivin Svinhuvud.
That's what I said. Svinhuvud.
I've
done it. Svinhuvud.
All right. Final question.
We've lost the Google off music. That's how long all the preamble went for.
Hey, what I wasn't doing Google searches.
Mm. You know some other Google searches.
Question number three.
So wait, was the Mona Lisa a person?
I really want to know.
This is for the win. McDonald's announced the return of the Kit Kat McFlurry, and the team agreed we didn't really remember it the first time it was available. What was the original name of the Kit Kat?
Nate.
Jimmy.
Nate, you are on fire tonight, Nate.
Oh,
Nate didn't buzz in. It was me.
No.
Mate, I'll be
here
by a good
Nate.
4 seconds, I reckon.
There's a delay. I'm clearly buzzing in. But I heard Jimmy and then Nate. Okay. You guys need to your ears.
Well, I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to get this one because I've written orangutan named Kitty Catty.
I really hope another radio show uses this studio. And they go into recently Google, they go orangutan, kitty kitty.
Kitty kitty, orangutan.
Would you like to lock something in, please?
The original name.
I'll give you a hint, Nath. That's it.
No, don't give a hint, Jimmy. You make him guess.
Sorry.
Okay. All right, Grace.
I'm the king of the Google off.
Okay. It's three words.
Okay, I've got it. Yep. I reckon I've got it. Roundtree's chocolate crisp.
Well done.
Oh!
That is correct.
Orangutans. I tell you. This is what I found about Google. It doesn't bloody matter what you actually type in. You know?
I mean, you got to get something in.
You're so right.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
You got the Jimmy and Nath Show Thursday night, and Jim, Aussie farmers, they're going hopping mad, mate, over Australia's ongoing rabbit plague. And scientists, get this, they have finally figured out the culprit. The culprit of Australia's ongoing 100-year-old rabbit plague. Before I tell you, Jim, I mean, you're the only one who's really grew up on farms out of a few, me and producer Grace.
Yes.
Rabbits. Opinion on rabbits from you and then also all your farming friends and family.
Stuff that I grew up with that I thought was very normal when I then sort of moved. So I grew up from Gundawinia, border Queensland, New South Wales. I spent a bit of time, you know, moseying up to Toowoomba and then Brizzy. But when I finally like moved to Brizzy to like go to uni and, you know, I've spent a bit of time around this beautiful country of ours and lived in different places, things that I thought were normal are not normal to city folk, especially when it comes to the ending of lives of animals.
Yeah, right.
So I just don't know how to not incriminate myself and others about the things that I've seen.
Oh, look, I think it's no secret that farmers are killing rabbits, surely.
Yeah.
That's no secret
things.
Yeah, but we're only talking about rabbits. They are. They're
rabbits are pests.
They are a pest.
I mean, pests, but
there's a lot of like fences out there. There's you know, grates and stuff to stop rabbits hopping across, getting into your farm and getting into your crops and stuff. But yeah, they're a major pest. They're foreign to Australia.
Nesting. Their nesting is really bad too.
They burrow and they dig into the ground. They're just absolutely awful. Right. I hated Bugs Bunny growing up.
You couldn't stand Space Jam.
I was rooting for Elmer Fudd. I was like, fingers crossed that this bloke.
I hope he gets that pesky wabbit. I really hope so. Well, this is what the study has confirmed, that the reason for the rabbits, this is wild that they figured this out, existing in Australia in the wild is the fault of one man, and that man's name is Thomas Austin. He's not going to come for us because he's long gone. he was an Englishman who moved to Australia in 1859 and introduced, get this, 24 rabbits. That's all it started with. He brought over 24 rabbits to a place just outside of Melbourne, and people have traced all the rabbits that are wild around the entirety of the country back to the rabbits that he brought in 1859.
That's why we've got such strict biosecurity laws.
Oh, you're so right.
Think it's just the rabbits.
It's just the rabbits, and they're called the Thomas Austin laws.
There's so many things that, around the world that were brought around, you know, on ships and stuff. We were only talking about the dodo the other night. You know, that was
It's like chicken, wasn't it?
It was delicious chicken, apparently, and that's gone. People bring stuff. Yeah, rabbits.
So we need to start eating rabbits. So they, you know,
do rabbits, people eat rabbits? Rabbits.
It's a very gamey meat. It's not something you'd enjoy. I've eaten it. It's very chewy. Yeah, it's not.
Can you prepare? Like, surely you can do something good to it.
Rabbit stew. Yeah, you want to stew. If you're going to, let's go here. If you're in the bush and you get a rabbit.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Live across the country, the Jimmy and Nath Show. Wrapping up Thursday, wrapping up the week, Jim, before we are back again on the airwaves 7 to 9 Saturday.
Sorry, I'm just reading up on the Kit Kat. It's fascinating. If you missed it earlier, the Google off, we found out the original name of the Kit Kat is the Roundtree's Chocolate Crisp.
Very wordy, isn't it?
I actually love doing the Google off because I always learn new things.
I'm trying to find why they changed it. Like, where did Kit Kat come from?
Well, Roundtree's Chocolate Crisp is a little wordy. Kit Kat's much more punctual.
He understands that. I'm thinking he's wondering where they got Kit Kat from.
Ah.
I think he understands why they changed it. Grace thinks they're like, Jimmy was
Jimmy
like,
can't
why did they keep the name?
Such a catchy name, Roundtree's Chocolate Crisp. I can't possibly figure out why they changed it to Kit Kat.
Jim.
No, I've got that, Grace.
No,
you.
Grace okay, is going to sit you down afterwards and explain why they changed the name.
Couldn't figure it out. Bloody hell, just a great name.
Unless it was the noise that it made, potentially.
Like you think it's onomatopoeia?
Yeah, like a kit.
cat.
You might be. I'm doing some. I'm googling on the fly here, but from what I see, that originally it wasn't the, you know, the four bars that snapped. It was just one piece of like chocolate with the wafer inside. So potentially you might be onto something there, Nath. When they changed to the individual bits that snapped.
Well, just listen to this. Does this sound like a Kit Kat? Did that sound like?
That was a good sound.
Can I have a go?
Yeah.
Oh,
someone's eating chocolates.
Oh, okay. Turn the music up. Is it? Ranchies, Krispy Kreme.
Oh, that's how they got the original name. Original sounds name. Exactly yeah. like
10
it.
10 out of 10 for me, guys.
10 out of 10, baby. Yeah.
That's it. But don't worry. You can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials. At Jimmy and Nate. And catch the show. Weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network. And on the Listener app. Or, if you see them, just give them a little kiss.